Hi, here we are again with another episode from ETH Denver, and I rounded up some really cool people here today. I have one of my favorite projects in Web3 is Unlock Protocol, and I will let them introduce themselves. Here you go.
Hey, my name is Julian, and I'm the CEO and founder at Unlock Protocol, I guess.
Right on.
And you? And Chris Carfi, COO at Unlock Protocol.
Awesome. Yeah, Unlock Protocol is pretty much, to me, in my eyes now, is kind of OG status in the Web3 world. Let's let you guys explain a little bit about what Unlock Protocol does first and the problem that it's trying to solve.
Absolutely. So Unlock is a protocol for memberships. And you can think of membership as a lot of different things. It can be your gym membership, basically. It can also be your Netflix account when you subscribe to access content, Substack newsletter, but also tickets to events and shows. And all of these are memberships. Some of them are one-off. Some of them are forever renewing. Some of them are free. Some of them are earned. And we really built Unlock because we thought membership is a core business primitive that needs to exist as a protocol so that they all work the same and we don't have like thousands of different things to deal with when we deal with these memberships.
Okay, so what was it like before something like Unlock Protocol came out trying to subscribe to something in Web3?
I mean, in Web3, I don't think anyone was subscribing to anything, to be honest. But even in Web2, it's actually pretty limited. My experience is like I sold my previous company to Medium, the publishing platform. Uh-huh. And I actually was there when Medium introduced their membership. And it was kind of mind-blowing to see that for a company like Medium, it was actually a lot of work to create a membership, even though this should be, again, a core building block that, you know, take off the shelves and integrate to any app. That should be easier. It was not easy. But then it was also kind of hard for end users as well, because they had to create an account, put credit card numbers, all of that, when in practice, it should just be about connecting your wallet. I mean, in crypto, that's what we do, right? Connect your wallet, prove that you have a membership token, it's usually an NFT in your wallet, and then if you have it, access the content or access the features. If you don't, well, you need to buy one, and you can buy one to get access to the content and the features.
Okay.
And one of the other interesting things from, you know, the old times, sort of the initial things that people called membership in Web3, mm-hmm. where if you had a token from a project, whatever it was, folks weren't thinking about, we just gave membership privileges to that person forever. And we have to keep giving them that because they have that. And so the other thing that was really different, one of the things that really got me excited about the project was this time-based aspect to it. So these memberships, you can set them up for a week, a day, a month, a year, 2 years. So we're seeing, as Julian was saying, if you've got a media type membership, we're seeing a lot of folks like Coinage Media and Dirt doing trial memberships that are good for a week and you get access and then you don't, or a year and then you get access and then you have to repay. So they can actually build business models around that. But even things that are really Web3 native, like DAOs, it used to be, again, if you had that token, you were a voting OG for the DAO forever, even if you've never actually done jack in the DAO. And so now folks could set up, oh, you're going to be a member, a voting member for this season. Mm-hmm. And so that time-based thing, people are like, oh, yeah, we actually kind of need that. Never had really thought about that before.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought about that.
And really, one of the time aspect, it's important to realize like the NFTs expire. The users don't have to do anything. It's really kind of your old gym membership in your wallet. It is expired. There's a date on it. If you show up at the gym, they'll say, hey, it's expired. It's the same with these NFTs. You might still have them in your wallet, but they actually have an on-chain timestamp, an on-chain expiration date, which means that when you show up on an app, the app can say, hey, you know what? Yeah, it's a valid one, but it's expired. So you shouldn't be able to use this anymore, or you need to top it up to renew and extend by another month, another year, or 10 years, whatever.
Okay, so they can still kind of keep this. If it's a cool artistic NFT, it doesn't disappear, right? It just you still have this cool NFT in your wallet. It's just non-effective, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And you can also make it so that it's dynamic, so that it basically looks different whether it's expired or not. Like it's, you can have it where it's basically in colors when it's alive or active, and then once expired, it becomes like, you know, shades of black and white.
So yeah, there was a member of the community who has this incredible kind of research platform and goes under the pseudonym of Croissant.
Oh, I love Croissant. Croissant is one of my favorite.
So Croissant has been using Unlock for a couple years, and with the memberships that they have set up, if you're an active member, you have this really cool rotating Croissant. Yeah. But once your membership expires, it starts getting moldy after time. It's hilarious.
If you haven't gone and checked out croissant.eth, you should. Yep. It's an amazing thread, and he does these amazing tutorials as well through the threads. Or she. We don't know if Croissant's a he or she. Right. So, yeah.
And they actually have a really cool membership as well that you should consider getting to access some of these articles that are members only. And for me, that's actually really important that in that space, we're kind of moving away from the idea of monetizing everything with ads, but having these kind of membership tokens that show that you're part of a group. And inside of the vertical, we've built a lot of really interesting things around membership. So for example, we've built a referral program, a way for members, existing members, to say, hey, you know what? I really like this. This is really useful for me. I'm going to share it with my friends. And then when they get it, I'm going to maybe get a cut of what they pay to do this. So kind of creating new ways of sharing, incentivizing people to get these memberships, et cetera, et cetera.
So plugging in, programming in like royalty type of things.
I wouldn't call them royalties because they're not for the same, but like a referral program. Like if you think about, you know, your gym might actually have a referral program, or if you invite your friend, you get a, you know, $10 off or something like this. That's similar, and it's on-chain, fully decentralized, and works really, really well.
Okay. I've always had this idea, like one of my friends is a manager of a very famous club, live music club in Austin. And I'm a little old and sometimes I don't go downtown. I live in the burbs.
Continental Club, is it?
Yeah. Yes, it is Continental Club.
Dude, you're kidding me.
Okay, I doxed it. But I've always thought about, I was like, man, if you could go to the Continental Club and like, you know, go see, you know, say for instance, you know, little Mojo Nixon, God rest his soul, you know, if he came and played live there. But I didn't want to go downtown and see him at midnight, you know, but I could maybe go to the website and use something like Unlock Protocol to see a live stream of the show.
Yep.
Is that possible? Are we doing video?
Absolutely. So we're just about the membership aspect. But yes, there's people that actually built integration with stuff like LivePeer or Huddle, which are video streaming platform, where you can say, hey, this stream is token gated. You can only view the content if you have a valid membership NFT in your wallet. And if you don't, you can buy one on spot to actually view the content.
Amazing.
And you can do things like for folks who actually showed up at the venue, you could give them an attendance NFT for the folks who are there, and that one could unlock special behind the scenes videos, things
bonus
from the green
tracks,
room, bonus tracks, all of those types of things, or discounts on merch or any of those kinds
of
things.
Or even just trials that you can get. Yeah. Hey, you've been to one of the shows in the physical space, well, you get access for free for the next month to the online version. If you want to keep doing this after this, you'll have to top it up and then you can do that. So it's kind of really a way, we think of these membership tokens as ways to build communities and ways to build kind of a relationship between a creator and their fans, or between, you know, a business and their audience in practice.
Okay. So I know the goal in Web3 a lot of times is to get away from which blockchain is this on, because people in general don't really care what's going on under the hood. But I got to ask, what's going on under the hood?
So a lot of things. We're technically on 16, I think, Chris. Yeah. 16 different networks. So from Ethereum mainnet, the first one that we were on about 5 years ago now, all the way to the last one we announced officially, I think, Scroll, which is one of the L2s, and going through, you know, Optimism, Arbitrum, Base, which is getting a lot of traction right for us right now, Polygon, Gnosis Chain, Celo, we're here. So, and really we build this as like, okay, cool. As a creator, you can deploy your membership contract, we call them a lock, anywhere, but we're going to make it really easy for your members no matter what to subscribe. So if you choose to deploy on a kind of a Scroll, which is the latest one, and might not have a lot of users. It's part of it that a lot of users don't actually have tokens on Scroll. Yeah. We've built a system where users, if they have money on, say, Ethereum mainnet or Polygon, can actually pay on whatever chain they want, and then they'll get the NFT, the membership, on the one that was chosen. And so we kind of abstract away that complexity. Similarly, you can price your membership using the native currency of the chain, so ETH on mainnet or on Base, or Matic on Polygon, but you can also price it in an ERC-20. So let's say you create the, you know, Sapiens coin. You could say, hey, you know what, this subscription is going to be 20 Sapiens coin. I happen to not have Sapiens coin, but the checkout flow that we built actually integrates natively what we call a swap and purchase. So if you will look at my wallet and say, hey, Julian, you don't have Sapiens, but you do have, you know, Degen coins. Do you want to swap Degens for, I mean, you wouldn't tell me this, like, do you want to pay with Degens? And I say yes. And what happens under the hood is like these Degens are swapped in real time for Sapiens for our membership. So you get paid in Sapiens, I paid in Degens. I actually don't know what happened under the hood, but I did get the NFT in the end, and I can actually access the content from
there. It's like going out to eat somewhere internationally from where you live. So if you're from the States, you're having dinner in France, you give your credit card, they get paid in euros, but you get your bill in USD.
Dollars.
Same concept.
That's so amazing. Yeah, because a lot of times one of the main roadblocks is like, I got to go find Arweave or something on some exchange, right? And then, you know, that's super easy that you make it so easy. No, so now setting up everything, all the tiers and all the stuff from the company perspective, that setting it up, how easy is that?
We built a no-code tool, so it's kind of a dashboard. If you ask me, it's easy, but I'm sure it's not as trivial for everyone. But we're actually building an
you wrote stuff. It.
Yeah, I coded it. So it's like, of course it's easy. But so you connect your wallet, and then you set the terms of your membership. So you would say, okay, fine, I'm going to deploy a membership that's valid for a week or a month. So you set this. You set the currency, as I said, like I'm going to choose Sapiens. You set the number of tokens that is the price for the base unit, so 10 Sapiens per month. Then you would set terms around, you know, cancellation, transfers, do you allow for these, etc. There's like a 100 different little things that you can set. We have a good default set as well, so you don't have to worry about all of those things from default. Then you can set the visual aspect, like an image or, you know, even an animated one. And then you deploy the contract. After this, we have a bunch of tools like a WordPress plugin, a bunch of integration into existing platform that let you easily kind of take your contract and token gate stuff and say only the people that have a valid membership can actually access this or that. We also have a cool tool to build what we call checkout URL. So, people buying the NFT is not trivial. They cannot go and open. It's not like a secondary market thing. Like you're usually buying the NFT from the creator itself. So we built kind of a checkout UI and a checkout builder. So you can actually set the terms of the checkout. So I want to collect email addresses. I want to collect, first name, last name. I don't know if that makes sense. You might not want to, but you do these things. You might also enable the recurring purchases. So like, okay, people are going to buy the first month, but they're going to allow or approve, 5 years worth of payments. And so as long as they have money on their wallets, it will collect money every month from their wallet in a recurring way.
Okay, is there an ability to make it kind of hybrid, like using your Visa card and?
Yes, so we also built, fiat rails. We actually have two interfaces, one that is powered by Stripe. So you basically, as a creator, will connect both your Stripe account with your smart contract, and then you get paid on Stripe. We also partner with Crossmint, and it's kind of still in preview right now, but soon to be in production for everyone. Crossmint is a pretty cool tool to mint NFTs using card payments. And so you'll be able to say, okay, fine, I enable Crossmint, and at that point, your customers or your users will be able to pay with their cards, their Apple Pay, Google Pay, and still get an NFT in the end, which is really powerful.
Yeah, on the ease of use, one of the things that we've been seeing around here a lot, there are like, almost two dozen events here that are using Unlock for their ticketing. And these are the events like Pizza Dow last night. There were 1,000 people there.
Yeah.
All of that was ticketed on Unlock because they realized, A, we're at an industry event. We actually should be using the stuff. Come on. But one of the things, and you and I were talking about this, it's like we're starting to see folks who are doing things on chain, the other parts of the industry are noticing. So you're seeing chains like Arbitrum and Optimism and Base do things like retroactive funding for folks who are actually using that. So if you ticket using one of the old school Web 2 things, no, that's not going to happen. Also, since the stuff is on chain, even if a ticket has expired, you still have it in your wallet. It's just expired. So next year, they know who the folks were who went there. So you can start to do special perks and discounts and things like that. So spinning one of those events up, again, not exaggerating, if you have the artwork for the ticket done.
Five seconds?
Maybe it's 5 minutes. We're seeing that. We're seeing folks, even if they have done things off-chain, doing attendance NFTs. So showed up there, okay, scan this QR code and you'll get airdropped either to your email or to your wallet. Yeah. Yes, I was there, and that's all powered by Unlock. We're also starting to see a lot of folks doing certifications. So, for example, folks who are going through grants stack training and retroactive funding training and things like that, folks like Lana Dingwall and other folks are doing these training sessions. And then after the training sessions are complete, the folks who went through the training session actually get an on-chain certification proving they actually learned this stuff.
Yeah.
And so all of these are different flavors. If you zoom out far enough, these are all memberships. I'm a member of the group of folks who did X or who were at X or who are interested in Y. Those are all things that you can do.
These are all building blocks of like building a mobile CV, or mobile resume.
Exactly.
Yeah. Basically a persona. Like you build your on-chain life with all of these NFTs that you've earned, that you purchased, that do this. About the event stuff, like DappCon is a pretty cool conference in Germany that happens every year, talking about dApps. And they do these things exactly where basically if you've been to the conference previous year, the smart contract can identify that you have a ticket from last year and they will give you a discount based on that. So you get, I think, 10% off if you've been to any of the previous years automatically. And this is really easy to do when it's on-chain. It's much harder to do when it's off-chain, because you would have to first use the same software every year, which is not trivial, and then be stuck with these things. But again, with on-chain stuff, it's easy. And when it gets even more fun, like, you can imagine another conference offering discount based on the fact that you've been to DAPCON, which would not be possible to do in that world. And similarly, one thing that we start to realize with this kind of bring everything on chain is, like, you can now have very rich experiences where I use Farcaster a lot, which is one of the social web clients. And honestly, it's really cool to see, like, oh, these people, you see that they've been to the same event, they have the same NFTs that you have. And so that creates kind of this kind of social fabric, social layer on chain that's available for everyone to build experiences based on that. And it's a really, really powerful, I think, change from what we had in the Web2 world, where it's like everybody's collecting data in their own corner, and then the user actually doesn't get anything for that data.
Yeah, and with Farcaster, I mean, frames are a month old at this point. Within 2 weeks, we had an initial version of frames
token gated. For 1 week, actually.
Yeah, a week for token gated, and then the next week we had all of our event stuff on there as well. So any of the events that you set up through our existing system, if you go to Farcaster, you can see the event, you can register, you can RSVP. If you have a ticket for the event, you can see the address. But if you don't, you can't, because we're able to check all that stuff on chain. And the token gating stuff is great. So for, again, exclusive content for VIPs or behind the scenes type of stuff, all of that is doable and done.
Okay, so I have a question. You said, you know, if you had an NFT for the DEF CON and then maybe you went to an associated conference and could get some benefits. What if, and I had this happen to me, what if your wallet gets hacked and what I've had to do is transfer over a bunch of the NFTs to my new wallet, so my new wallet will now qualify and be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as the NFT's in there, right?
Yeah. So what we've built, so you think of an unlocked membership contract as like NFT on steroids, NFT contracts. So we built a bunch of systems that would allow you to recover your thing. So for example, the lock manager, so the person who deployed the contract, always have the right to kind of take an NFT that they transferred and transfer to another one. So if your wallet got compromised, you got stolen, you can ping the organizer, hey guys, I was there 2 years ago, this is the proof, here's my wallet. Would you be kind enough to bring it to my new wallet? And they can do that without you having to kind of fund your wallet and try to, like, immediately transfer the NFT. So
that's a lot of ETH.
That's one thing that we built. Like, we really built this thing as, like, thinking about memberships, not as, like, you know, these forever collectible that nobody can touch ever. Like, we built it in a way that makes it easy to use for this kind of thing. We also have a very unique feature. We decoupled ownership from transfer rights. So you can own an NFT from on your hot wallet, you can show around, and but the transfer might be linked to your cold wallet or to a multisig. So now you're the owner, but if I take your private key that you own it from, I cannot transfer it because the transfer rights are attached to your other kind of cold storage wallet to make it much safer. And so that's actually a very powerful system that lets you own it, go around, and not worry about losing anything, because if you lose it anyway, the control are on your cold wallet, and you can take it from the cold wallet, from the hot wallet to another hot wallet of yours at any point.
Yeah, ENS does that too, right?
ENS have a similar system, but it's a bit more complicated on their side, I feel. But
but either way, that's a great fail-safe.
Exactly. It's a way to say, hey, you don't have to be stuck in this kind of immutable world. It can be a bit smarter than that.
Yeah,
it can be accountable versus immutable, which I think is much better.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're running a little short on time now, but do you guys have any alpha? Anything coming up that you want to announce?
I mean, join our Discord. That's where you can get the alpha for sure. Follow us on Twitter and on Farcaster. We have a channel on Farcaster for Unlock. Maybe, you know, we have a, I mean, a cool alpha. We have a, I think at this point we have about 30 bounties on our GitHub. So if you're a dev and you want to kind of, you know, tip your toes in the Web3 world, or even if you're already pretty used to this, want to play with Unlock, check out our GitHub. Like, there is, I think about 30 bounties for which we're looking for people to help. And some of them are, like, you know, don't say minutes, but like a 2 hour amount of work. Some of them are a longer, like 1 week long project. But yeah, that's the alpha that I give you.
Okay, enough for people to just kind of poke and dabble in and get used to it.
Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, Discord, as Julian was saying, Wednesday is 10 o'clock Pacific. We do a open town hall that anybody can attend. It's done because we're trying to do everything on Web3 Rails where we can. So it's done using Huddle, but then we're also casting it out to Twitter or X or whatever it's called this week. Yeah, that thing. And so you can always do that. Our DAO gets together on our Discord on Tuesdays, and then we're always doing webinars and other things like that. So yeah, just follow us on all the things, look for Unlock Protocol.
We also have some really cool stuff like retroactive funding. So if you're using Unlock for anything, you should apply for retroactive funding. Like, hey, I've used Unlock, I've exposed a couple hundred people to this, a couple thousand people. Can I get a bunch of tokens? It's not neither Chris or I, we decide, it's a DAO. So you should definitely apply for this if you're building anything or using Unlock for anything cool. You were about to say something.
Yeah, and so one thing, and again, this is something, so Julian and I are part of Unlock Labs. Unlock itself, though, is an open source protocol, open DAO, anyone can do it. So there's a lot of cool stuff that is happening out there that we have not
control over,
driven. So one of those things is one of the folks in the community. Yep. So last year, the DAO got a grant from the Arbitrum Foundation. So Unlock Labs did not, but the DAO itself did. The members of the DAO are like, well, we got these ARB tokens. Let's do something awesome with them.
Yes.
So they just launched a grants stack driven grants round, 7,000 ARB. Anybody who is building on ARB using Unlock Protocol has a project that is eligible. The criteria are the applications are open now, so you can start looking at it already. Applications close, I think, middle of March, March 14th or so. Right around Pi Day, if it's not on Pi Day. Also a good day for Pizza DAO, because
Pizza DAO, for sure.
Pi Day. You have to have a project, and again, it can be any of these things. It can be an event, it can be a membership, it can be a certification, it can be a proof of attendance NFT, any of these things that feel like a membership, as long as you've had 50 people get that membership. So get that token, put your application in, and it's a quadratic funding round, just like the ones you're familiar with on Gitcoin. So anyone can do it. So get your projects rocking, get your community fired up, get folks to support you in the community at, a buck a vote or whatever it is. And there is this pot of 7,000 ARB matching tokens that are going to be given out to folks who build cool stuff. So please do.
Devs, creators, enthusiasts, you've heard it from the source. Come get you some.
Do the thing.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. Absolute pleasure.